It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Howdy. It's the Aristocrats.
Thursday.
It's Thursday.
But we're all wearing the same clothes.
Thursday, May 9th, the year of our Lord, 2013. I'm Derek, with me as always is Matthew.
Here he is.
Kevin,
who happens to be next to Matthew as he's performing cunnilingus on a double whopper.
Grr. And Steve,
who happens to be next to Matthew because Matthew's next to everybody in the show.
Whoa.
And Mike Quest.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks
from
for coming
Rabblecast.
Back.
On time.
Coming back. Yeah.
Yeah, great time. I'm next to all three of these lovely gentlemen, and that whopper smells really good right now.
That it does.
You want to want these?
No.
I'm regretting.
There's plenty of it here.
I'm regretting not getting food now.
You want to buy it?
Me too. I can really go for some fucking
Sonic
Pronto pizza.
Ooh, Sonic.
Pronto pizza.
I'd go for Sonic.
I can't.
Why not?
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, it's good, but it's horrible.
I don't even think it's good.
I still have yet to have a Sonic burger.
They're good. You know what makes them good? They got mustard.
Yeah.
They put everything on it. The mayo, ketchup,
Cody, it's
mustard.
It's just like the cheeseburger hamburgers.
Yeah, cheeseburger was underwhelming.
You ever eat the 1-pounder and get your photo taken?
No, I never got there.
No?
There's a guy I work with. He's a really skinny dude, and on his lunch break, he went there and did the 1-pounder and came back.
I'm on the 1-pounder in
almost dead.
Greenbrook, Princeton. And one other place.
Did they give you the huge pillow?
Huge pillow.
Burger pillow?
And every
single
time.
Eat that too?
Yeah.
I had the Delirious burger. I don't know how far away that is from the pounder.
No, I don't fucking know the size. That was just like 1 pounder with grilled onions. That's it.
Okay.
Joey Janela and Tom Schultz, who have both been on here. I was with them after they had gone there once, and Joey was like, oh, I ate this thing, and they took a picture of me, and oh, I'm awesome. Not many people do it. And Tom just goes, you asshole, some 12-year-old sitting next to you did the same fucking thing. Like, what are you bragging about?
Yeah, but he was huge. They have the famous pounder burger,
mm-hmm.
The Delirious burger, which is 3/4 of a pound.
Okay, so it's the next step now.
And then the Serious burger, which is half,
mm-hmm.
The Semi-Serious, which is a third, and then the Classic, which is a quarter.
Okay.
And they have salmon burgers and veggie burgers and turkey burgers. But not that good. I don't know.
Did you try the salmon burger?
No. I'm a Five Guys guy. I like Five Guys.
Yeah.
Five Guys is fucking...
Yeah.
I walked into Five Guys. I saw how much a burger was, and I walked right out.
It is expensive. But you know what? It's worth it. Because every burger is a double. Every burger is a double. You have to order, like, I don't know, it's called like a pussy burger.
Baby
or something.
Burger, yeah.
Yeah, you got to get like a baby burger to get a normal
can
cheeseburger.
Can I get the faggot burger?
Can I get a faggot classic?
Let me get a faggot with some bacon and barbecue.
Anything else on there? No, just jizz on it, I guess. I don't know. What do you do for faggots?
Lots of it. Extra jizz.
Yes. Extra estrogen enhancement.
Sure.
Yep.
Right.
No, Five Guys is worth every penny. And the fries, they just fucking,
oh.
they take like a bucket of fries and they just pour it over your head.
Yes.
And they're like, go home.
Like it's
so
a brown,
much grease.
They take a brown lunch bag. And they put a fry container full of fries in there, and then just dump more fries into the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there's, like, large fries. It's large fries plus whatever else fits in the bag.
And it's
with
not
whatever,
like...
with whatever other food is in there.
Yeah.
They just, like, pack it with the fries.
Yeah.
And the bottom of the bag almost,
it's like packing
like, comes
peanuts.
Apart. Yeah.
But it's fries.
Packing fries.
Yeah.
And it's so greasy that you could see through the brown bag.
By the time you get home, yeah, it's, like, cellophane. It's delicious. It's great. I'm starving.
Yeah.
No, but they're great. Definitely worth the money. But cheeseburger, eh.
I still haven't been.
Even the fries are like real thin.
Yeah.
Five Guys thick fries. Yeah.
Just wasn't very impressed with the cheeseburger.
No, I wasn't at all.
You guys got a, 25 burgers around here or anything?
25 burgers?
Huh?
Yeah, there's a place up where I grew up. It's called 25 Burgers. They'll have 24 burgers, like normal, like specialty burgers. And every single month, the 25th burger is like a special burger.
Ooh.
I'm a sucker for a burger joint.
When we go to the show on Friday, maybe afterwards we can go hit it up.
Oh, hell yeah.
So
Black History Month, they cover a burger with peanut butter.
Wow. It's fucking good. I don't care what anybody says.
Peanut butter and a burger?
Peanut butter and a burger. It's fucking... all right. It's peanut butter. How did it go? It was peanut butter, teriyaki sauce, and cilantro.
Okay.
Mixed together. Wow. So fucking good.
I don't know. Certain things are just...
A little risky.
Is it like real peanut butter, or is it like the peanut butter and sugar? Like,
no, it's real peanut butter.
Just fucking jiff.
I don't know if your ass will be able to take it, so...
No.
Actually,
it's protein.
I actually think the Black History Month burger is the collard greens and barbecue chicken burger.
Fried chicken watermelon burger. With some grape drink.
Purple stuff.
Yeah.
Drank.
Some purple stuff. Give it to the black kid. Oh, Sunny D!
There's a drink. It's an energy drink called Purple Stuff.
Yeah, I saw that. Cool. We just fucking stopped.
Yep.
That was it. Hour two.
Welcome to our second hour.
I figured there was an explanation for purple stuff.
I just saw it's literally just...
It comes in a can and it's liquid.
It's purple.
It's purple.
It's purple.
Yeah.
Except if you don't get it purple, then it's the green. I don't know.
Green stuff? Purple stuff now in green. So isn't it green? No, it's copyrighted. Anyway.
I'm starving.
I know. Last week we were tired. Now we're starving.
Derek, you have a kitchen 4 steps away.
Yeah, wow. Something good.
Yeah, make something, Derek.
Get us something to eat, bitch.
All right, let me go get some fucking Cornish game hen. Fry them up for you.
What's that?
It's like a little tiny chicken.
Okay.
That'd be delicious.
Delicious. What I do is I butterfly them, and then I pan sear them, and then you get a brick, and you wrap it in tin foil, and you put it on top of it, then you finish it in the oven. So it's nice and flat.
Sounded pretty fucking good to me.
Snorlax.
All right, well, when are you getting to it?
Let's go.
Echo.
Oh, I didn't have it set up. I'm sorry.
Get it ready.
Oh, my God. Pew.
Yep.
My mic screen's actually... It actually smells good.
Wow.
Like, it's so bad, it's good.
Didn't you say one of your daughters said your farts smell good?
What?
It's happened before.
Boop. Boop. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. When I fart, this is what I wanted to sound like.
Okay. And then we do farts in space. Yep. All right, so I got that ready for you. Wait, one of your daughters said your fart smells good?
Yep.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
She didn't know I farted.
She's like, what is that? What are you cooking, Mom?
She's like, you smell good, Dad. What are you wearing?
Oh, the toilet.
And then I remember a couple years back, I ripped ass, and it literally smelled like laundry detergent.
Well,
like good.
Did you have one of the fabric softeners like stuck in your pants? You didn't know,
like a filtration system.
Oh, nice!
My God,
I think I'll stay home today.
So before I came here, after the rest of the show, we went out to the bar to go eat, and there was this chick that had like the keychain, the fucking long ass string that goes with it.
Yeah.
She went to go to the bathroom, and the keychain was stuck in her fucking ass. It looked like somebody had fucking toilet paper stuck in her ass, just walking.
You ever do that? You ever get the toilet paper on the shoe?
No.
That happened to me. I'm just like, how does that happen to people? But it happened to me. I think the toilet paper was already on the floor of the bathroom.
Yeah, probably.
And
you
just
see
stepped
it.
On it. But yeah, it happened. I couldn't believe it. Unbelievable.
I couldn't believe it. It was impossible to me.
That's
I saw that it actually happened to Diamond Dallas Page in this documentary I saw about a wrestler where they did a shoot finish where he lost the belt. And he comes back and he fights Diamond Dallas Page and throws him in a porta potty. And it was an interesting little wrestling documentary.
What?
Yeah. Man, you want to take that one? Because I don't know
what he's talking about. I have no idea what he's talking about.
best documentary ever made. We had gotten one of our best world champions out of this documentary.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Best world champions of all time.
Hmm. You have to catch that one. It's on Netflix.
Gordy Boggs, a.k.a. The Law.
I never knew who was his stunt double, and I was kind of surprised to see who it was.
Was it Canyon?
No, Canyon was the king.
Oh.
And Shane Helms was a stunt double for him.
Oh, we're talking about Ready to Rumble, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I never saw it.
No.
What?
With David Arquette?
Are you serious?
No, I refused.
I've never saw it either.
Why did you refuse to see that?
I just couldn't have any part of that.
He doesn't like David Arquette.
Yeah. And I wasn't a big WCW fan.
No, I was anti-WCW, so that went right over my head. Yeah, I saw it existed.
By that point, there was no way I would have seen it.
And you still...
In terms of WCW.
I had it marked in my book when it would come out on DVD, and I went out and bought it right away.
But like this many years later...
You got the two-disc special edition.
Two dicks.
Yeah.
You're right.
So do you think WWE owns the, was it WCW movie or was it just...
No, I think it's owned by whatever movie studio did
They just had a bunch of WCW assholes coming.
Pixar or something.
But it's okay because WWE has...
The Marine.
And
I saw the fucking
the chaperone.
Not going to lie. The girl I was dating at the time, I saw them. We went to the movie theaters and we're like, okay, what movie do you want to see where nobody's going to be in so we can fuck in the movie theater?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. So we went to go see the Marine. More people showed up than I thought.
Yeah.
And I was kind of pissed.
Yeah.
Did you still do the do?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Of course.
Kevin knows her. It's cool.
Fair enough. My personal favorite wrestling movie, Body Slam.
Body Piper.
Suburban Commando.
Body Slam is good.
Yeah,
I just movie. I love that Undertaker was in Suburban Commando.
I
had like the worst voice ever.
Get you, Shane Ramsey or whatever.
Rams.
That's why you guys never talk. And then he took the belt from him in Tuesday in Texas. So
the best scene in Suburban Commando is when he's at the fucking fruit stand, and the lady's like squeezing the cantaloupe. And she's like, "That's how you know they're ripe." And he just mushes it between his hands, explodes on her, and he goes, "Oh, it must have been a good one."
What was your favorite Hulk Hogan movie or a movie that he was ever in?
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Rocky.
I mean,
yeah, Rocky 3.
No Holds Barred is
Mr. Nanny or whatever it was. Three Ninjas.
None of them. They're horrible. Well,
yeah, it's really hard to pick that because like every time you think of a Hulk Hogan movie you're like, "Oh god, wait.
That happened.
That's right. He did that."
I liked Gremlins too.
Gremlins too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I liked the little cameo that he had just in Gremlins, because it was Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, that was perfect for you."
I think if you're talking Hulk Hogan movies, the only one that comes to mind, in my opinion, that's actually like watchable and can be enjoyed is Suburban Commando.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to pick a personal favorite, just as like uncomfortable, terrible movie, Santa with Muscles.
Santa with Muscles?
You're not familiar with this?
No. Going to be.
Matt, you're huge.
Whoops.
Matt's fucking wrecking the place. Oh, the camera
huge.
Went too.
Instead of saying, "Matt, stop, you're pulling it off," just I'm like, "You're huge."
Like, I'm getting all tangled up over here. And I was like, "Oh, whoops."
Like, that camera shot was awesome, though. Yeah. All right. Derailed. Anyway,
Stand Up Muscles.
Yeah.
That's not very good.
Well, what happened? Hulk Hogan is this weird millionaire dude.
1996.
Who gets... gets in some trouble with the law.
Oh my god, he looks so weird.
And he gets like a concussion or something that makes him lose his memory, and then he's convinced he's Santa Claus. It's so weird and dumb. He's like save an orphanage dressed as Santa.
Well, let's watch the trailer. If you want to bring that up, man.
Yeah.
Ready?
Ready.
Cabin Fever Entertainment.
In the season of Santa, there are two kinds of people.
Oh, God.
The naughty and the nice.
I got $50 for the first elf that brings me Santa Claus.
Hulk Hogan is Blake Thorne, and he's definitely been naughty. To make his getaway, he's going to make a mockery of the world's most beloved hero.
Do you have a minute?
Fox me, you little brat.
That's him.
But sometimes, the only way you can feel the spirit of Christmas...
Where'd he go?
...is to be hit over the head with it.
I really...
Santa!
What? It's showtime.
Now, this confused bad boy is Santa, like you've never seen him before. A bearded basher of bad guys.
Yeah! Bearded basher of bad guys.
A hero.
So basically,
with a silly hat.
Hulk Hogan is just this Santa Claus that beats up people.
Yeah. Does he not have his mustache?
He beats up black people.
He's been clearing out the whole neighborhood, and no one knows why.
And he's got 3 days to foil a band of evil scientists.
He has, like, partial
regular mustache.
He still had the gizzard neck, though.
Look at my dad.
Santa hears about this. He'll kick your butt to New Year's.
Oh, my God.
Santa, you slay me.
Is that Heath Ledger?
Hulk Hogan is Santa with an attitude.
Keep them off the cookies, man.
Santa with some friends.
I can't.
What year was this?
1996.
Hold on, you
he's timed there.
You didn't get to the payoff.
And most of all, he's Santa with muscle.
Yeah.
Can they?
There have been many.
Did he just
Santas
fist his mouth?
He looks like
he did.
You're dead.
But there's only one named Hulk.
Well, all you had to do was knock.
Santa.
Now,
with
was
muscle.
That a?
Now, obviously, this.
Hey, Doc.
This should have been a huge,
Garrett Morris,
blockbuster film.
Oh yeah.
Obviously. Should have been.
Wait, it wasn't?
The problem was it came out at the same time as Jingle All the Way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fucking Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. Bumping him
Jingle
up.
Jingle All the Way.
Which had the Big Show in it as Santa.
Yep.
And then a couple years later, Goldberg played Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. What was that movie called?
Jewish Santa?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck. No, you.
It was
called it was called The Holocaust.
Holocaust.
Holocaust. Oh, what the fuck was that?
I can't remember the name of it, but he was.
Oh, no, it was Santa's. It was Santa's sleigh.
No, was it Santa's sleigh or Santa's revenge?
No. It was Santa's sleigh, and what it was is the you find out that Santa is actually a demon.
He's Jewish.
Yeah, no, he was a demon that was...
Yeah, Santa's slay, as in S-L-A-Y.
He was forced to be good to all these people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, to the whole world and everything, deliver gifts.
This is
and
the worst!
It was the fucking best horror movie you've ever seen.
The best horror movie you've ever seen. He's condemned to being good for X
that?
Number of years.
This is Goldberg.
And then once it's over, he returns back to the demon Santa. That he actually
just
is
like
and,
Vin Diesel,
and the only thing that he can't touch the Jewish star. That's like his weakness.
What?
Like,
what?
I swear to God, like he gets. It's like vampires with
can
the
you
cross.
Find a trailer
he gets
for that
burned.
Too? What?
Yes.
Wow. Oh,
I'm surprised he did that role.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
No.
He wasn't wrestling, so Jew needed money anyway.
This was before or after?
Whoa. This was right before. I think this was in the middle of like WCW and WWE.
What
oh, really?
The fuck?
Because he wanted to wear a Jewish star on his tights and they wouldn't let him.
Grandpa, yeah. I want the truth about Christmas.
If it's the truth you want, then it's the scary truth you're going
to
have.
Is this the Holocaust?
According to the Book of Claus, Santa, Satan's only son, lost a bet.
What?
And was forced to spread Christmas cheer. But now, all bets are off.
Santa?
Oh my
friend right there.
He's a Santa Claus.
Another Jew.
Ho ho hoes.
Oh my God.
Santa Claus is not a myth or a
this
legend.
Is better than
he's
Santa Muscles.
Only he's not bearing gifts and presents anymore.
Christmas can sure scare the dickens out of people.
He's scary yet educational.
Oh my God.
I'm just trying to spread a little Yuletide fear.
Are you saying Santa is offing everyone who's naughty and nice?
Oh my God! Nicholas shot him!
You shot Santa?
Run away! Santa's on the loose!
This
is horrible.
Season. Oh, oh, oh.
Did you watch this?
Yes.
Was it as amazing as it seems?
Yes. Exploding presents.
Yeah.
Bolt the windows. Oh, Grandpa got run over by a reindeer.
Everyone stand back. Things are about to get a little messy.
And block
God.
The chimney. Because naughty or nice, Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa's sleigh.
Go ahead, kid. Let's see what Santa got you.
Oh, no.
He blew up the kids.
I hate children.
Right. I almost feel like that trailer tried to make it more funny than it actually was.
Yeah. It was supposed to be, like, serious?
Yeah, well, one was supposed to be serious, and it was supposed to be, like, a horror film, too.
Yeah. And I think maybe it was one of those where they realized the final product they had, and they're like, there's no fucking way we can actually... Let's make this almost seem funny so people...
Like it's a goof.
Yeah.
I feel so empty right now.
That was terrible.
Yeah. I was very uncomfortable through the whole
thing. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I feel like if I don't wake up tomorrow, it'd be okay.
It's fine, yeah. You lived your life. Yeah. You saw what you had to see.
That's it.
That's it. There's nothing else.
So that's it. Your end is Goldberg as an evil Santa
Claus? That's what I'm going to say on my tombstone. It's going to be like, saw the trailer for Santa Sleigh, and that's it. There's nothing else. Everything else didn't matter.
I wonder how many other tombstones are that say that.
I hope none. Wow. I didn't know that movie existed.
Here lies Matthew. He saw Santa's sleigh.
That's it.
Yeah. That's why.
But it's spelled wrong. No, it's a movie.
Oh, man. He liked puns.
Yeah. Really bad. Grandpa got run over by a reindeer. Who's next?
I first saw that existed because it was on the shelf at Blockbuster.
Oh, God. That's why they went out of business.
This is what it's come down to.
This is it?
Bill Goldberg as Satan's son. Mm. Oh, boy.
We got some light flicker in there. Mm.
The Undertaker's about to bust through the door.
Bust through.
Oh, yes.
All right. So, this is different. We're moving on, by the way.
Okay, good.
Despite the complaints of many angry parents and upset students, the police say that no crime was committed when a second grade teacher, you want to guess? What did this second grade teacher do to 28 kids?
Jerked off in front of
28 kids. Okay. Ate their lunches.
Ooh, that's a good one. Matt?
Oh, man. Exposed himself.
Michael?
Was it man or woman?
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
Man or woman or not?
It's a woman.
Not
a lot of man second grade teachers. Try to keep them away from the kids.
Yeah, I'm going to say he took the flag and stuff it over to JJ.
Wow.
Whoa.
There you go.
Whoa. That's not a crime at all.
Nope. 28 kids got their mouths taped shut.
What?
Taped.
That's
took tape and put it over 28 kids' mouths.
How do you get past like the second kid without like someone running to the principal's office and be like, "Yo, this shit's fucked up. You got to come see this."
They're
go to room
to.
Four.
Yeah,
you're gonna. This is bad.
I'm surprised no kid like had their phone out trying to record this or anything.
Yeah, Mrs. Martinez is just taping kids shut. Amy Martinez said that she didn't think she did anything bad when she put a strip of transparent packing tape. Ooh, that stuff's rough. Mm-hmm. On the 28 students' mouths. She said the tape was meant to help them keep quiet.
Oh, help.
And confirmed that the children requested the tape. What? The children requested the tape be put on their mouths.
Okay, who wants to play the tape game?
Yeah. We used to have silent
ball.
You got
a picture of her? Because like, there's like a bunch of them here.
No pictures.
Martinez.
Yes, or with a Z. Well, Martinez.
Can we poke her on Facebook?
And it's Amy, A-I-M-E-E. A-I-M-E-E.
Oh, that's probably what fucked you up.
Yeah. The incident did not meet the elements of any municipal violation or state statute.
Well, who's that third one in?
This one? This like kid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is the second case where some kid got his mouth taped shut.
Yeah.
We had a story a couple weeks ago where...
Yeah, but that first one got all fucked up, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, that one she used duct tape and she put it around the kid's whole head. Mm-hmm. And it ripped hair out and skin.
But if it's packing tape, it's fine.
The packing tape's pretty rough.
Now, all right.
And
so
sticky.
So you duct tape one kid's head, or you put a little packing tape over 28 kids' mouths. Which one's worse?
Yeah. Hmm.
Where was this?
Colorado.
Oh.
Okay.
I guess because marijuana is legal there now.
Oh.
All of a sudden, they're just taping kids' mouths.
Sure. Down. Why not?
Yeah, so that way they hold it in.
Mm-hmm. I think this might be her, no?
One of the second graders said that the kids were crying when she put on the tape. So others said it was difficult to breathe. And one kid said, I breathe mostly with my mouth.
Mostly.
You know, you actually get better oxygen when you breathe through your nose.
I make air with my mouth.
Mouth breather.
Yeah. That's because your nose hairs filter everything.
No, it gives you more oxygen.
Does it?
Possible. Goes right to your brain.
Does it?
It's like a one-way track.
Cuts look out it up. The middle it's man. A true story.
I don't have time.
You bring
now.
In
I'm
more
doing,
oxygen
I'm doing
through
a fucking
your nose
fake
than
radio
now.
Show. I can't be looking up shit. You're lucky I got that for you.
I'm no, sorry. When I got something smart to say, I like to say it.
You're smart.
Thank you.
I don't doubt you. How old are kids in second grade, Matt?
Seven-ish.
Young.
That's seven, pretty eight. Young. Yeah, that's pretty young.
Yeah, I was only two when I was in second grade.
Oh.
I was a prodigy.
Yeah? Yeah.
Were well, you sure it wasn't because they got confused?
And Mike was Mike was 15 yeah. and competing in the Special Olympics.
Wow.
We got some polar opposites here.
It's all right.
In both education and genitalia.
I beat the black retards at school.
Ah.
See, look. Wow. White kid, faster at running.
There you go.
Then a black retard. Proving them wrong.
They got the extra muscle and ligament and the extra chromosome.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh.
So you were really outweighed there.
Man, you know what's bizarre is black people with Down syndrome.
Oh.
Did you see the one on Friday night?
Yes.
<That's> no.
Yes.
No. Have you ever seen an Asian Down syndrome?
No.
Oh, no.
God. Dude, they don't, how do they open their eyes?
No, their eyes are actually kind of round.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think all Asians think that white people have Down syndrome?
Randa.
Oh, you're so funny, hey, Randa.
This is completely off subject, but I heard about this, and I'm just checking to see if you guys did. Mm-hmm. Supposedly there's a reality.
No, I didn't.
Yep. So
sorry,
that's
I got
it.
Excited.
There's supposedly a reality show about sending people to Mars. They're taking volunteers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we covered the Mars trip. I didn't know they were making a show out of it.
Yeah,
I know they were
show.
Taking.
Why not?
Is it going to take place on Mars?
Yep.
How are they going to get the footage?
It's a one-way ticket to a space station there in Mars.
I realize images can go back and forth, but can you stream video?
Yeah, why not?
Or send video?
What would you do? And I think they're saying once a year they're going to send supplies and more people.
Yeah.
It's only one-way ticket. You can't.
Is it going to be
back.
Like a British Big Brother where you can watch it? 24
yeah,
hours?
I think so.
That'd be sweet.
See, like, they should send stuff, like, so that things can be, like, built there, like, yeah. connected, so that you can, you know, add to, like, a colony there. And eventually, after, like, 20 years, we'll be able to bring them back. Like, if you can.
No, I know that, but when you're signing the contract now, you have to be.
Yeah, obviously, you're saying,
you're
like, this
back.
May not. You may not be coming back. Most likely not coming back. So,
but they should call it Life on Mars.
Yeah.
So would any of you guys do that?
Go to Mars?
It'd be pretty cool.
But you can't get back.
Yeah, I wouldn't go for that reason.
No.
I get too claustrophobic.
Look, if I knew that like the launch off would go perfectly fine, I might do it.
Just knowing that you're not coming back?
Well, no. Fuck it. I don't care if I come back or not.
Uh-huh. But the wife.
But they don't have Disneyland there.
No.
So who cares? But the thing is, they don't have like, I just, like, even if, like, if I was going or not, just... The launch itself, because how many launches are successful?
Oh yeah, it's pretty bad failure rate.
Yeah, it's horrible. That's why we don't have fucking.
No, wait, it's got to be in the favor of the people that made it, though.
It's pretty bad.
You know, but
it's like okay, it might maybe be like 1 out of 100, but that's pretty bad.
No, that's pretty good.
No, it's not.
If it was like 5 out of 10,
no,
I'd be
not.
Like, that's bad.
Because like plane crashes are like 1 in many thousand.
Many thousand.
Many.
But one's enough.
Many thousand.
One's enough to keep me grounded.
Okay.
But you,
have
I,
mean,
I don't know.
Crashes.
1 out of 100 seems pretty good odds.
Not really.
But let's say you survive that and you make it to Mars. Like, you're giving up a lot of the little luxuries.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fucking hoagies. You're not getting a hoagie on Mars.
No,
they send them
oxygen.
Up. Good luck
hoagies.
With that.
You're stuck eating, like, water down.
You can't give a chick a facial because it just goes.
But let's look at some perks. Astronaut ice cream.
That's which you can have here.
Yeah, that shit's overrated.
What?
Yeah. Well, no, wait. It is a perk because you can be jerking off in one room and a girl can just fly over.
Be like, yeah. Surprise facial.
Floating.
Hurry up. Come in facial. Real quick. What is it?
She just comes in like Yoshi.
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 Facials.
Oh, unbelievable. Oh.
But yeah, you can have astronaut ice cream on Earth.
Yeah,
so
they have it at
why would you
Old
do that?
Navy.
Why, yeah, so why is it so cool
do
to do
they
it
really
space?
Have it at Old Navy?
Yeah, they do.
I need to go Old Navy now.
Yeah. $2 a pack. And it's worth it.
Definitely worth it. It was better than going to Liberty Science Center.
Yeah. Hello.
I got an Old Navy credit card. We can go get some mad shit.
Do it now. Stock up.
And I'll even throw in a pair of jeans for you motherfuckers.
Yeah. We can get some sweet chinos.
I need some flip-flops that don't move. Don't bend. Dude, they were selling flip-flops for $1 a pair. I didn't realize it, and I just happened to go there, like, when the store opened, because I needed, I don't know, chinos, I guess. And I go in there, and there's literally, you know the one here in by Best Buy?
Yeah.
The line was to the back of the store. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what do these people do? And they all had flip-flops in their hands. It was limit 3 per customer, and there was a line going the whole store for people to get fucking $1 flip-flops.
Wow.
They're shit. It's the shittiest flip-flops you'd ever see.
Shit-flops.
Yes. Unbelievable.
So instead, you went to Pacific Sunwear.
I did. And I got a pair of Vans with spikes on them for $87.
Ooh.
Nice, right?
Nice.
I just made that up.
Oh.
Yeah, Ashton ice cream is probably the best tasting styrofoam you'll ever eat.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing.
If you want some deliciously flavored chalk, then.
Yes.
Did you see chalk?
Kevin Chalk?
Kevin Chalk.
Mm.
Good fella.
Where's he been?
He got a new job.
What?
Yeah.
No more gas man?
What? Oh, no. Brian Chalk was doing the gas. But now okay. So does Kevin Chalk.
who
was running the produce in ShopRite.
Nice.
But he's moving up.
Moving on up.
Moving up.
To the gassy side.
Yeah. He's in the Earl industry.
Earl. My name is Earl.
Oh,
man.
Black gold.
I'm still stuck on this Mars thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, like you said, if they're sending supplies, I mean, they're bringing a year's worth of supplies with them. That's a lot.
But but you're stuck in this one. Like, the facilities isn't going to be that big.
Obviously not.
It can't be.
You know, and you're just stuck with seeing the same fucking people day in and day out.
You got to have nothing to live for.
It has to get old real quick.
Can't we just like send prisoners there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Just get it over with. Like turn it into like the new Australia.
New Australia, Mars.
Mm.
Just completely rename it New Australia.
Yeah. Or just send Australia.
Wow.
Just take it right out of the ocean and just fucking rocket it to Mars.
Can we send the fucking disgusting bugs from Australia?
What, the huge ass spiders?
Yeah, get them fuck out of here.
Seriously.
All bad spiders in all the world.
I thought you meant Aborigines.
Like banana spiders and shit? No, man, it's on me. It's good.
It's only on you, though.
That's fucking it, man. I'm a superstar.
But you were complaining before how you wanted to put the hat on because you didn't want to see everybody's baldness.
Yeah, but I have the hat on, so I'm cool. Hey, what's up, camera? What's up, America?
Trying to get
what's up, America?
What's up, Merca?
What's up, Merca?
Merca.
Yeah, dude, I need bugs. Get them the fuck out.
Yeah, I don't think you want to send them.
Yeah, but if you don't
I want to control the gassing showers of fucking for spiders.
Here's the thing, though. But if you don't have any spiders, how are you going to get rid of the rest of the bugs?
I don't give a fuck. They're going, too. All
right.
Line them up. Ship them out. Give them tattoos.
Fucking
the whole
Noah's
thing.
Ark
shave
style.
Their heads.
You're creating a really dangerous situation for the ecosystem.
Yes.
Fuck it. If your name ends with Speederman, you're out.
With Speederman. Unbelievable.
Do you ever see a banana spider?
A banana spider?
Yeah, from down
in
Florida.
Sounds delicious. I'm fucking hungry.
Is this one of those fake things that are showing up on fucking Facebook where
there's
a 6-foot spider?
No, my sister-in-law lived down in Florida and they had a hurricane. And behind the hurricane shutters for the windows was a banana spider. And it's like the fucking size of your forearm.
Pretty big.
They don't fuck around.
Sure, it wasn't just like a crab?
No, it had a web and shit.
It's a
might have just been a crab.
Yeah.
Banana spider.
Yeah. Look at that shit. It's the size of your forearm.
Fake.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah, that guy's got a big dick. Look at the size of his finger, middle finger.
Really, like, weird hand.
Look at the fucking Coke finger on the pinky.
Yeah. He's got a little utility now.
Is that a chick's hand?
No.
Either that or a Coke head.
That's probably my hand.
Look how creepy that is, dude.
Fake.
Okay. Photoshop.
It's pretty gross.
Venom.
It is.
Yes. Why do they call it banana spider?
Because it's yellow.
Because it eats bananas.
Oh.
Because it has a pecker shaped like a banana.
Nice.
Nice. All right.
You have to excuse me, guys. I have to blow my nose.
That means he's going to take a big shit. Bro, it's going to be blood all over the place.
It's because he just coked out his nail.
It's dribbling down his pant leg right now.
It's kind of a small nail for a little coke bump, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, anyway.
He's just doing a lot of coke now.
Yeah. Let's make fun of him.
So, Derek is fucking fat, ain't he? God, his fucking clothes
have
stretch
marks.
He's
lost a lot of weight. What? He's lost like 60 pounds.
Yeah, but his clothes have stretch marks.
Wow.
His clothes have stretch marks.
So one story I forgot.
Oh, my God, the door's
oh,
open.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey. Yo, you, Derek. Matt was talking about your bed sores.
They're pretty nasty.
One story I forgot to tell you guys.
From
I
when?
I got pulled over going to a show 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
Going to Delaware. Hey, I was speeding. And it was because as we were driving, I saw a truck. And I swear to God, it was on fire. There's just smoke billowing out of the top of the truck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. I'm freaking out. I'm saying to the guy next to me, Richie, I'm like, dude, that truck's on fire. Like, I don't want to be behind it. So I go to pass it, and there just happens to be a cop in the left shoulder. And I go past him doing, like, 90. So, of course, he comes right out, pulls me over. And he's like, you know how fast you're going? I'm like, officer, this might sound really crazy. I swear that truck was on fire. And he's like, that's a smokestack.
What?
So what, you saw a truck with smoke behind it?
No, there's smoke pouring out of the top of the truck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Was it a smokestack?
Did the cop let you off?
He gave me a seatbelt ticket.
Not bad.
Yeah. He could have just gave you a warning.
He could have just
fucked the police.
Hey.
I got pulled over the other night coming home from work. Said I was swerving, but I drive down very narrow wooded roads, and there's a lot of debris at all times.
I am debris.
It's debris.
So I'm like dodging deer and foxes and tree branches and other kinds of shit.
Children and clansmen.
And I knew he was behind me. He was in like a newer cop car too, so like you can't tell from the headlights really. So and he wasn't like pushing up behind me or anything like that, but I was just doing the speed limit.
So he wasn't pushing your shit in?
No. So I'm just doing the speed limit. Finally he gets to the point where the road is clear, like where you can actually pull someone over because it's a very narrow road. And he pulls me over. I guess he thought I was drunk or something like that. And he's just like, license, registration, everything. It's like, so he's swerving back there. I'm like, officer, there's a lot of debris in the road. He's like, nah. He's like, it was further back. I was like, okay, or whatever. And then, like, he came back, and that was it. And he just let me go.
And that was it.
I was like, oh, thanks.
I hate when they follow you for miles. Like, the worst thing is, like, you leave from wherever you're going.
Yeah.
And then they'll follow you until, like, you're out of their like count.
Yeah, out of the
county.
Jurisdiction.
Oh, dude, it's. I had a cop follow me.
That's exactly what he did.
Yeah, I had a cop follow me. Never been to my friend's house in New York. Followed me all the way down this road, and I'm like trying to look at my GPS the whole time. Fucker followed me for 22 miles.
Why?
Because it took me 22 miles to get to the turn that I had to get to.
Wow.
Followed me the whole fucking time. And I'm just like, every single time, I'm like, just fucking pull me over
already. Was there nowhere for him to go, or could he have turned around or anything?
Oh, he could have passed me, because it was just a straight route, and he could have like made left or right or wherever, and I was just like, just fucking pull me. Yeah. I was going to pull over to the side of the road.
Just
so
get out and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Man. Cops.
Just threw your driver's license out the window at him.
Just take it! Yeah.
I haven't been pulled over in years. Would there? Last time I got pulled over is when I first got my Passat, my old car.
Excuse me,
Passat.
Oh,
yeah,
Passat.
The last time I got a ticket was when Steve and I went to that wrestling
Carteret.
School up in.
Was it going to wrestling school?
We're going to that wrestling school that you and Sean were.
Oh yeah, New Brunswick.
New Brunswick. He followed me for quite a while. It was a couple miles total, I would say, maybe two. And the thing is, like, he followed me through traffic lights and everything. You know, it's like he told me I was speeding, but it was like raining, and I went through a yellow light that turned red. And like, he waited until I actually got to the gas station, got gas, parked in the parking lot of the gas station, and then we went to the highways when he pulled me over, and he gave me a ticket for the yellow light. I mean. You were with me. You never noticed them, right?
No. Not until he was parked in a parking lot of the gas
yeah,
station.
Yeah, I saw him pulling behind us. I'm like, what's he doing? I'm like,
I hate that feeling when you get pulled over, but you get to the destination you need to get, and you get out of the car. The cop gets on the loudspeaker. Please get back in your vehicle.
I've never had that.
No, I've never had that happen.
they're like, please get back in your vehicle. And I'm just like, I'm fucking home. Yeah. I'm in front of my fucking house. What did I do wrong?
I own this property.
I had a cop come to my car after he pulled me over, take my license registration, and it was pouring rain. And then on this loudspeaker made me come get it.
Steven, I'm not getting out of this car. It's fucking raining.
Yeah. I think I told this story, but my brother-in-law was driving home speeding on the parkway because he had to take a shit.
Oh, boy. Runs in the family.
And he was almost to his house in the car, flipped his lights on. He just kept going. he kept going. He went all the way home. He got to his house, ran out of the car, and ran inside.
No.
And took a shit. And he was done, and he went back outside, and the cop's sitting there, leaning on his car, what the fuck? And he told the cop, sorry, I really had to shit. And the cop let him go.
Nice.
It's like, fair enough.
All right, you've got me.
Bloody.
Yeah.
We actually had one time we were driving down the highway, and the cop put lights on behind us. So we move over, and he starts to, pass us. So we're like, all right, we don't got to pull all the way over. As he's next to us, he gets on the loudspeaker and goes, don't throw anything out the window next time. And then
what?
Speeds up and then turns his lights off and keeps driving.
What?
Did you?
Gotta love the verbal warning.
No, but we didn't throw anything out the window.
you heard the story with Michael Raines, right?
Oh,
the wrestling school.
Yes.
And when he molested those children.
Oh, my God.
We
Let's
stopped
get that rumor going.
Like we had a tradition where we stopped at McDonald's before wrestling school.
Before,
real smart.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah. That
and,
gets, that
we
gets
were 16
the,
with some
going.
Good metabolism, so it didn't matter. But Will and Matt were in one car, and me and Steve number two or number one were in the other one, in mine. And Matt and Will went through drive-through and left before we got our stuff, and we had to wait longer. Like one of those pull up and we'll come out with your shit thing. So the whole rest of the way down to Asbury Park. We didn't know where they were, how far they were. And as we got to Asbury Park, I noticed that he was at a light and we were pulling up behind him. So I just flashed my high beams down and let him know, hey, look, we're here now. And I guess mentally he looked at it as, oh, it's a green light, and just drives through a red. Right? And we're in the left lane. And a cop came by, he turned his lights on, and at first I thought I was getting pulled over because I think I remember driving through with him, not paying attention.
You did.
Either.
You did.
And I see the cop going to me to keep going. So I just kept driving, and then he got behind Raines, and then Raines pulled over on the left side of the road.
In the
so
median.
And then even with me driving away, I heard the cop on the speaker saying, can you please pull to the other side of the road?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Were you in the car with him?
I was in the back, yeah.
Was he freaking out?
Yeah.
Blame me.
I've been in the car with him several times, and he's been pulled over. Wow. I've actually been in a car that's been pulled over or pulled over at least a dozen times directly going to or coming from something for wrestling. I don't know why.
I don't think I've ever never been pulled over for anything where I was going to wrestling. Like, I got into car accidents or, pulled over. Like, I swear to God, I got in a car accident one time, going to the cemetery. And I got pulled over, coming out of the cemetery. So, and it's just, I'm just never going back again.
No more cemeteries.
Nope,
cemeteries.
No more. Yeah. Coming back from Iron Mike's, I was pulled over 3 or 4 times. Going to that wrestling school, I think I've been pulled over at least once, maybe twice, going to shows. Several times coming back from Iron Mike's with other people. Yeah. Just, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a time of night.
You're ghost white leaving bad neighborhoods.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just assuming you're buying drugs.
They just think you're covered in cocaine.
Yes.
They think you're a black guy in white face. That colorway doesn't even exist. Pull him over.
This guy's smuggling coke on his skin.
Nice try, Blackie. Oh, my God.
Listen here, Schwug. We know what you're up to.
Yeah.
Cops.
Yeah.
Cops is filmed.
Before a live studio,
there was a cop. There was a cop in our town that planted weed on one of my friends.
Ooh. Oh god.
Oh yeah, the friend was the friend covered in dirt?
Did they use a hoe?
No, but then when my friend told him, like, dude, that you just put that in my car, he smashed his head into his car and put a dent in his door.
Nice.
And he told him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And he's no longer with us.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay.
Somehow I don't believe that story.
I just don't. He's one of those type of people like where he would just admit it.
Maybe. I don't know.
You remember who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
You want to hear a great cop story?
Oh, yes.
My friend, she's a state trooper. And she goes, yeah, she actually does the miles down this road right by you guys for the park.
114?
Yeah, 114 and everything. She was coming home from shift one night. And she was, she lives in the Sayreville area. And she was coming down the road where the Wawa is. And she couldn't make it home. She's in the state trooper. I think it was a state trooper car. Probably not. But she's in her car. She's driving. And she stops in the Wawa parking lot because she has to take a shit.
Okay, first off, this just we're already off to a lie because women don't shit.
And women can't be cops. So.
Wow.
Not good ones, anyway. When did that happen?
Yeah.
They just have little doors in their stomach. They open and take everything out. When
baby shit, whatever it is.
Yeah. Dude, she's sitting in the Wawa parking lot. And she said, if I would have fucking got up, I would have shit my pants. Nope. She found an empty shoebox in her back of her car.
Oh, my God.
Derek, you should be taking tips here.
Yeah.
So, Stapley's shitting in a fucking parking lot in the shoebox.
In the shoebox. And then threw it down the fucking garbage and left.
Wow.
What did she wipe with?
She had a
napkin. Those shoeboxes have tissue paper.
Yeah,
true.
True.
Very
true. A little harsh. Oh, God. I told shit in a box. I told all my stories, but that one time in New York when I shit in front of a building.
Yeah, I want to hear that story again.
Well, I don't got to tell all story again.
You can do it. It's been over a year probably. You can tell it again.
All right. I have ulcerative colitis.
It's bad.
It's bad. But so basically when I have to shit, I have like a minute to get to a toilet.
Tops.
Like no matter where I am.
My brother has it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know.
You're familiar.
It's fucking funny when we go places and you can't fucking find a bathroom.
No, it's not funny. It's the worst feeling in the world. Seriously, I'd rather have a gun pointed to my head than be somewhere in public and have to shit. And so I went to New York. I was feeling pretty good. Went to see a show, Mark Lanegan. And on the way back, my then girlfriend was like, oh, I want to stop and get cannolis. I want to go to Little Italy. I'm like, fine, let's go. We went to Little Italy. And there was it was late, but there was a place open. Mm-hmm. They had tables outside.
Just saying the word cannoli makes them want to shit, too.
Yeah. So we got cannolis. And then we stopped at a restaurant. And I got lobster ravioli.
What?
On a Thursday.
You mean lobster splatioli?
Yes.
Big mistake.
I was feeling okay. We were driving home, and we get lost. I have a BlackBerry with GPS had at the time. Yeah. It dies. Don't have a charger. We don't know where we are. So I had to stop at a gas station, get directions. I shit there. First, I go to shit, and there's no toilet paper. So I have to wiggle my way back. I'm already, like, in shit mode. I had to, like, penguin into the place and be like, you guys have any toilet paper? And they're like, okay. They just, like, took one off the shelf and, like, opened it and gave it to me.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah, so I deposited everything, wiped up, took some toilet paper for myself, and then we're driving and we get caught in traffic. And it's a huge line of traffic, not going anywhere.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting there and then I just. And I'm just. Every body in my muscle is just. Yeah, exactly.
Every muscle in your body.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm tired.
He's nervous.
I'm literally punching the steering wheel going. And we move a little bit. I get to. There's an exit somewhere in Brooklyn. Don't know where the fuck. I just turn off. I'm like, there's got to be something. There's got to be something. And it was all
gotta be
like
something on King's Highway.
Everything was closed. Like everything, it was just, it was like this like row of buildings, and everything was
everyone dark. Had a Star David on it. It was like, nope, yeah. 6 o'clock, it's closed.
That's it. And so I just pulled over, and I got the cannoli box.
No,
and I took the paper, like you know, they get bakeries. I took the wax paper, whatever the fuck it is, parchment paper, and I just went into this little like doorway that was like recessed. And I just leaned my ass up against the wall and just fucking covered the wall.
Fire one.
Yeah. I spray painted the wall. Managed not to get any of myself. And I had to wipe with that parchment paper, which is not pleasant. So then we finally get to some kind of highway. Do you remember what it was? From me telling
Bell Parkway,
story?
Probably.
Bell Parkway. Yeah. and I'm driving. I start feeling it again. I'm like, oh, no. And then what makes it worse is
I'm never going out of my town again.
Exactly. I'm looking up and I see that the shoulder is about to be closed because there's a guardrail. I know as soon as I hit that guardrail, I can't pull over because there's nothing to pull over to. So I just see this big hill of grass right before the thing, and I just pull over. And what did I use? At that point, I had the toilet paper from the gas station. Wrong order. Anyway, so I had the toilet paper, and I just run out, and I'm like, what do I do? So I just pull my pants down. It's like on this pretty steep hill,
yeah.
And I just kind of do this crab walk where I'm like, you know, my feet are on the ground, my hands are on there, I'm just lifting up, and just and my pants are down around my ankles.
And he soaked the parkway.
And I just fucking let it go and wiped and got back in the car. And my girlfriend just looked at me and said, I will never look at you the same way again after seeing that. I'm like, why did you even look?
They were reporting on the news the next day. It was just like, there's been some kind of weird...
there's a mudslide.
Yes, spill.
A very foul-scented mudslide.
I thought
you were
going to tell me that it was like the steep hill and you took a shit and slipped in it.
No, God.
She called it the slip and slide. If I would have just sat down, yeah, I probably would have just slid down.
But
that was horrible.
I'm surprised you just like didn't sit over the guardrail and just take a shit.
There was no time to think. I just knew
he's got
it was
many
coming
stories.
Out.
You had the close call at the Wendy's.
But
real
Wendy's
quick.
Behind the sign.
Oh right.
Real quick, were the cannolis good?
The cannolis were okay.
They're from Little Italy. Of course they're fucking good.
They're from Ferrara's in Little Italy.
Been there.
Yeah, done that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got the T-shirt and wiped my ass with it on the way home.
The incident at the Wendy's.
Yeah. I was kind of
that really took the cake because it's not like he's in New York and he's probably not going to see anybody who knows him. This happened right in his hometown.
Oh yeah,
and it only takes.
And I didn't even go. I didn't even have to go.
It only takes like 5 minutes, not even 4 minutes, to get from Steve's house to Derek's house.
No time.
I'm hungry.
I had no time, but that wasn't bad because nothing actually came out.
Yes,
that was just me scouting.
However. He was looking around the area of the... It was after what? It was late at night, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it had to be like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, so he's like looking around the Wendy's to make sure there's nobody around because he was contemplating shitting behind the sign
of Wendy's
at the drive-thru.
And wiping my ass with a pair of my son's pants. In the back of my car from laundry. This is a little pair of jeans that didn't fit him anymore. They were in the back of the car, and I'm like, that's all I got.
No.
Dude, you know the stomach virus that happened this past year?
Oh, yeah.
During the winter time? I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, like puking my fucking brains out. And then I went back to sleep, and I was just like, all right, I hope this is done. I woke up again, started fucking puking, and I felt my stomach rumbling. And I'm like, all I was thinking while looking in the toilet, I'm like, do I want to clean up my puke? Or just throw my fucking shorts away.
That's it.
That's what it came down to.
I've been, before I got this, I've been, after a night of drinking, sitting down, shitting, and then leaning over and puking into the tub. just coming out of me. Like, you just want to...
the entire surface area of the tub.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I did. The whole bottom of the tub was covered.
Yeah. No, I didn't want to fuck it. I was looking at my puke, and I was like, I don't want to clean this. I was like, I can fucking throw these shorts away.
The worst. Absolute worst. But the absolute worst was recently at Jersey Mike's.
Oh,
yeah.
Where, I got the little bubble. I'm like, oh, no. So I pulled into Jersey Mike's right here, and I just straight right into the bathroom. No one's in there, thank God. Sub shop, yeah.
I've heard a lot about this. Is this place good?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say Matt's lying because it's good.
I've had it before.
Cheese steaks are good.
I'm actually backing up Derek.
It's better than Subway, but I mean, there's like, you could go to like a local pizza place and get
it. If you want a good sub, go to the fucking, the new, what are they called? The Best Markets?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the make or break. Do you care about how much meat is on your sub?
See, I don't like a lot of meat.
Do you know what it is? I don't care. Like, it could be a thin sandwich. It could be any sandwich. Yeah. The only thing that I enjoy about having like actual hoagie,
oregano,
how the bread tastes.
Okay,
see, the
bread has to be like nice,
Jersey
kind of mushy,
Mike's
and it's got
has soft bread.
They do.
I'm sold.
Yeah. I'm sold. I don't like hard bread. Italian bread. I don't like anything.
I fucking hate my shit toasted. Hate Quiznos.
No, yeah.
Great
no,
fucking
I
sandwiches.
I always tell them, no, don't you toast that. Chicken carbonara, no mushrooms. Don't you toast that fucking shit.
And they're like, I don't know what to do now.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what happened.
You just want raw bread?
I'm like, I don't want my shit toasted. And they're like, we have to toast it. That's what we do here.
Why would you want your shit toasted?
No, they don't have to.
They toast it because the bread is old.
Well, they don't have to toast it. You
fucking
can tell them,
Indian
though.
People and their fucking
mm-hmm.
terrorism. No, must toast it.
But yeah, I got into the bathroom at Jersey Mike's and my urgency was so great that I couldn't actually bend over to sit down.
No.
Because it would have just went all over the place. So I was just standing there like a plank, shaking. Yeah. And I knew it was going to come out. Mm-hmm. So instead of ruining my drawers, I just put the hand behind and cupped my ass crack. And a little bit came out and I shit into my hand.
The same one you shook.
Yeah. Yep.
I would have rather just diarrhea blasted the entire bathroom.
Derek couldn't shit in there and then go buy a sub.
Oh my God.
He wasn't there to buy a sub.
But he could
this
never go back.
This was an emergency.
He would never be able to go back if he ruined the walls.
All right. I got two shit stories.
Yes.
One's really quick.
Okay.
I worked for an environmental company, mm-hmm. and we're doing hospitals now. It's where we'll go and pick up like their pharmaceutical waste and everything. And I'm walking around trying to tell everybody what we're doing and dropping off the bins that we're going to be picking up and everything. And there's this old guy with these two nurses. The old guy starts to stand up, and he looks at the nurses and he's just like, and they're like, "What's wrong?" Guy fucking shits, and you just see the shit just fucking flying out of his ass.
He doesn't say anything.
What's wrong?
He's like, you know what? No point.
So this guy had to be. This old guy had to be his late 80s, 90s. And he just tries to stand up, and he just, he shits. And I'm sitting here watching this, and I'm just like...
I bet you can't wait until you're 80, Derek, so you can just do that.
Yeah, without fear.
I'm
80. What are you gonna do?
He's already done it.
Yeah. And going back to my brother and how I told you, we didn't know he had this back then.
Yeah.
I had to be 11 or 12, and my brother is 7 years older than me. And all of his friends are over, hanging out. Doing their fun activities.
Worst possible case scenario. Go ahead.
Yeah. And this kid, Ronnie, falls asleep in front of the couch. Head on the couch. And my brother's laying on the couch. And he looks at everybody else. He's like, I'm going to fart on Ronnie's face.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And they're just, he's like, do it, do it. He's like, oh, I'm going to fart on his fucking face, bare ass.
Oh!
My brother goes to fart on Ronnie's face. And fucking Hershey squirts all over his fucking face. And I swear to God this happened. Like,
oh God.
It is the best story. Because Ronnie gets up, runs to the bathroom. He's like, what the fuck's this warm shit on my face?
You don't know how right
it
you
is.
Are.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You got it.
He just lets it dribble out of his mouth. He goes, I hate manure. This is why I poop out my butt.
Oh my God.
It's like the Harlem Shake shit.
Which is what, you know,
did
which,
you see that?
Which brings up the fact that we can now talk about the conversation that we brought up before the show.
Yes. Where is the the least effective place on your body that your asshole would be?
Kev basically brought up, imagine
you
shitting out of your armpit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're the only one, so it's not like the whole world does
it.
So there's like armpit toilets.
Like you lift up your arm, and then there's your asshole. It's just like right in your armpit.
Right in the pit.
The worst would be is like if it was just like in your mouth.
Yeah, well, Kev actually said the worst place would be your tonsil.
Or your uvula. Yeah.
Like right from under your tongue. Like right there where you can like leak.
Like
right
reptile.
If you take like your mouth away completely, yeah. I think the worst place would be like on top of your fucking head.
Volcanoes. Well, yeah,
no, you got to do like a handstand on the toilet.
The
shit.
Garbage pail kid.
Well, now, hold on. What if you had just one nostril that shit,
and you couldn't breathe while you were shitting?
No, wait. One pissed and the other shit.
Yes. It's like hot and cold water.
Yeah. But you had to like snot rocket to get anything out. So it's like push one and then blow.
Are you? Am I still able to do coke out of my nose?
Baby.
No, that goes up your ass.
What's the point of having an ass if you're fucking shitting out of your nose?
Just to have a hole in your butt.
Something else is there.
For pure pleasure.
Pure pleasure. Is that where you breathe out of your asshole now?
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
You walk around pantsless all the time. You wouldn't get any fucking air wearing underwear.
Or you can do your fingertip like the fucking Small Wonder Girl. Excuse me. Blah.
Imagine your ear. Now you're just like.
Oh my god.
Wow.
We're disgusting.
Pretty nasty.
What if like you shit from like the back of your knee?
Like, it's just really awkward.
Like you just like straight leg it, just let it fall out.
Every time you stretch, you fart. You're just like, yeah.
Out of your tear ducts. Are you crying? No, I'm shitting.
That's actually
not diarrhea.
That's actually happened to people with medical problems where it's just like they've had shit coming out of their ears and out of their eyes before.
What?
What?
You guys have never seen this before?
Somebody
no.
Google. Somebody get on the Google.
I yeah. have seen. Googling. I have I physically. See I've personally seen somebody throw up shit. They puked shit.
My friend has Crohn's disease, and I see him shit all the time.
Oh.
Which Derek would rather have ulcerative colitis than Crohn's.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Crohn's is...
Though I do work with somebody with Crohn's, and they seem a lot healthier than you.
You know what? It's easier to get into remission, but the long-term effects of that
are
pretty brutal.
The long-term effects are worse. But the best thing about it is when you fill up a whole Gatorade bottle of your own shit, and you put a fucking little... like little.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Who you does this?
You fill up the Gatorade bottle of your shit.
Okay, gotcha.
Get a huge fucking like M80, drop it in there, and just fucking run.
What?
Shit bomb.
See, before you said what the little thing was going into it, I was thinking it was like a little like drink umbrella. I got this Gatorade bottle full of shit. Let me just dress this up real quick.
Extra thick shake.
A waterproof M80. Oh, I used to catch little snapper fish, little baby blues, and I put the waterproof M80s in their gills and throw them back in the water.
I fucking hate people like you.
It's either that or I was going to eat it, so it's dead anyway.
Wow. Actually,
it could be worse. I could have fucking... Never mind.
Well, you might be interested to know, I only went to the bathroom once today.
Oh, well, that's great news.
Very nice. Well, you used to go to the bathroom once every other day.
Yep. That was the life. All I did was eat and store it.
And I don't...
Now you pour it.
Yeah, exactly. The only shitty thing he says about having Crohn's disease besides the bag is that your asshole gets shut.
Oh, he has the bag?
Yeah, he has the bag.
Ah.
And your asshole gets shut.
Did he get that permanently, or is he going for the reconstructed colon?
He went through the reconstruction, and it didn't work.
Didn't work?
Yeah. It doesn't work all the time.
Yeah, well, crows can go all the way up. That's why.
We can rebuild it.
We have the technology. Or you could just shit in a bag the rest of your life. Up to you.
I'll shit in a bag the rest of my life.
Yeah. Dude, and yes, like, Steve, you do fart in the bag. Yeah. And you can fart out of the hole in your
stomach. Like you.
Yeah, no, it's like a fucking...
I didn't...
Like with those
flap.
Back of bagpipe.
I didn't know... Dude, I didn't know he had a bag. And it's like literally like every 10 seconds. Like, you hear this little... Like, it's just how
it's a bag
how,
burp.
Yeah, that's how quick it goes through him, though. Like, you can see that he can eat absolutely nothing. Mm. Absolutely nothing. But you can tell what he had to drink.
Yeah. Gatorade just comes out.
Yep.
Yeah. Horrible. I got a shit. Hang on. Now, who's this?
My friend John.
Oh.
So now, how often does he have to empty the bag? A couple
whenever
times
gets
a day?
Filled. Yeah, yeah.
When it hits the fucking full line, man.
Yeah, imagine being on a date and be like, hang on a second. Oh, I'm full. Hang on.
All right.
Hold this for me.
I got really, like, Kev's met, like, my friends and how fucked up and weird they are. Like, Kevin's never really, like, I guess, seen, like, that side of them, but he knows how fucking insane they are.
They're a little wacky.
Punch the bag.
He's had a girl lick it before.
Lick it with the hole?
My God.
Yeah, like, the, yeah.
The bag?
No.
The hole?
Yeah, like... Dude, it's like a fucking dick hanging out of the side of your stomach.
Wait.
Oh, that's weird.
That's what it is.
I'm trying to picture
it's an
this.
Actual
I don't
like,
understand.
Piece of intestine?
Yeah, his piece of intestine is like hanging out.
So wait, a
in
piece
back.
Of
intestine?
Okay,
so,
hang on.
So
you just
like,
went
hold
full.
On, whoa. Was it just like a little like... or did
I don't... We didn't get into details because he's just like...
I didn't think anything came out.
I thought it was like... Yeah, like now we just went full like weird.
There was a time.
There's a piece of his intestines coming out of his
body
that filters into a bag.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't filter, it empties.
That's what I meant. But regardless.
There was a time.
Wow. Like, I didn't realize that's how it was.
There was a time in history where people like this would have just, like, wore executioner's masks and just stayed indoors at all times and never interacted with people.
Yeah.
Now people can get other people to lick their extrabodial intestine.
Oh, my God.
Because it's, like, a cool thing to do. It's like licking the fucking toad or something like that. Like it's that.
You want
to? What happened to society?
You want
to
suck my shit valve in her mouth real quick?
Yeah.
Somebody want to just suck on my
shit
valve?
You think he's like probably the first person that's done it?
No,
I'm just saying that this at some point society changed.
Yeah.
I've never heard of the actual intestine coming out.
No.
Any research I've done, it's just like a hole in your stomach.
I mean, it doesn't come out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's something that isn't out all the way, but like there's a little little piece that comes
little,
out.
Little lump.
Now was he digging it when she licked it? Like, mm-hmm. Did it do anything for him?
Psychologically,
I don't know if it did anything. I think he pretty much more got kicks out of it than anything. Like
just more like LOLs.
Yeah.
Like would
just for lols.
Would he put it in his like dating profile? Like long walks on the beach, candlelit dinners. Must be willing to suck on my shit valve.
Licking my upper intestine.
The exhaust pipe.
Yeah.
Oh, my shit. My entrails.
Yeah. It's pretty nice.
Okay. This is the worst show for shit ever.
This is pretty great. It's gone to a different level.
Well, we already
have. Echo me.
Oh, shit.
It makes the weakest parts awesome.
I know.
What?
It's still echoing.
Oh.
Oh. Fucking carrot and salad fart.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Well,
this actually smells like really good.
Yeah. Wow, your daughter was right. Like,
do you want to smell it? I dare you. Come on.
You got to make the
smell them. It's not that even bad anymore. It's already wearing off.
No. It's too late.
He doesn't want to smell it.
It's too late.
Don't make him do it.
It's too late. It's gone.
It smelled like
the
ketchup.
Magic moment has gone away.
It smelled like ketchup.
What did you have? What did you eat last night?
Ketchup.
Bar pie.
With ketchup?
It was like sauce. Yeah.
Well, that was the worst bar pie ever.
Where'd you guys go?
You didn't like it?
It was fucking pizza soup.
Oh.
It was. There
was a lot of cheese.
Pizza casserole.
They burnt the pizza, just on the crust on the edges. And the middle was just a soupy mess of dough. Ugh.
A piece of the outside crust that was burnt fell on the bar, and I put my elbow in it and cut my elbow.
Wow. What probably happened was they probably had that pizza laying around, and then when you order a new one, they just put some fresh cheese on it and put it back in the oven.
The actual flavor wasn't that bad, though. It was just a lot of cheese, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. I didn't.
To each his or her own.
Yeah, it's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
Got any more news?
Oh, yeah.
Get off of this.
Matt was ready to hit the fucking end fucking.
Then what about that guy that fed that chick to an alligator?
Oh, yeah.
Gators.
You put that in super secret page?
Yeah.
I gotta sift through all the Obama hating.
Obama hating.
Are you an Obama fan?
Look, I don't care who the hell's in the office. They're just the face of the country.
Yeah, we're fucked no matter what.
Yeah, he's a puppet.
They're not the face of the country. They're face of the administration of banks and,
corporate
unscrupulous people who really run the country.
They're just the puppets for weights and balances.
Exactly. That's why it doesn't, like, it bother, like, during the debates and everything. Because I'll watch during the election season. Mm-hmm. That's the only time I'll watch it. It just because, like, you know what I mean? I want to see what they have to say.
It's like the Olympics. Every 4 years, you just...
Yeah, every 4 years, you become that fucking huge patriot. Okay. When USA became really close to losing at the basketball this past Summer Olympics, I was like, oh, thank God that somebody else almost beat USA. My wife turned around and looked at me with, like, the devil eyes. It's just like, you're not fucking American enough. Yeah. But no, I get into politics. That's the only time I'll get into it.
Yeah.
And it's just to see what they have to say. Mm-hmm. I know it's somebody else writing their fucking speeches for them.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, oh, say this. Mm-hmm. But if I had to choose, it's probably Democrat. Oh, yeah. So,
Democrat's one thing, but what this guy is not. He's not Democrat.
Nah, whatever. What, he doesn't have a fucking real birth certificate?
No, that doesn't bother me.
No, nothing at all. It's because he's fucking black?
Communist?
No, because there's plenty of black.
Would you rather have a fucking pussy in the office?
Oh.
As Hillary Clinton?
No, definitely not Hillary.
Yeah.
If she was black, maybe.
Maybe if she was black.
Yeah, if she was black, Bill Clinton would have never fucked anybody else.
True.
Maybe.
Maybe Hillary is a killer.
Did you guys know that Bill Clinton only made it to popularity because of saxophone?
Hey.
Well.
Yeah, whatever you got
to
do.
He actually was about to quit politics because he was going nowhere with it.
And all of a sudden, one day at some dinner, he bust out the sax.
No, he went on like Letterman or something with a fucking saxophone, and then all of a sudden it boosts his popularity.
Wasn't he on like an MTV thing? Isn't that what that
yeah, where they
asked he was on MTV News. Yes. You hear it first.
And,
Kurt
Loder. He didn't inhale. That was the other one. Yeah.
Man, times were good back then. The only problem we had was that the president fucking put a cigar in some chick's twat.
Yeah.
Like, that was the only... And gas was 98 cents a gallon.
Remember when Beavis and Butthead was controversial?
Yeah.
Because there was fires on the cartoon.
And you couldn't watch Ren and Stimpy unless you had to stay up until, like, 10 at night.
Yeah.
Which I did, religiously.
Yes, of course.
And I started my own Magic Nose Goblin.
Still have it to this day.
It's pretty nasty.
I picked them myself.
What do we do till then? Yes, a man was charged with killing a West Columbia woman who was reported missing last year. He told a fellow inmate that he fed her body to alligators. Say hello to Florida, I'm guessing, right?
Well, they only exist in Florida and China, so yeah.
Okay.
Alligators in China?
Yeah. Really? They look very strange, too.
I think they call them Komodo dragons.
Is it because they have slanted eyes?
They kind of do, actually.
Oh, my God.
They kind of do. Chinese
are they
gators?
Yellow and not green?
And
they're very strange looking. Yeah.
And they have very thin black bowl cuts?
Yes. And small penises.
By the way, I just had a line that's going to be something that pops Derek midweek and he texts us.
Yeah. I missed that line. It's so good. This guy looks like a real winner. See if we can get him a little
bigger.
Dude,
the new symbol on TV rules.
You like it, huh? What do we got?
Oh, my God. Is that Steve? Jim Norton? That's Jim Norton.
It looks like a real, the fucking chinless wonder. My God.
Yeah.
Doesn't just look like me.
He looks like Diglett with ears.
It's like the anti-Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh.
Even the side profile, it's just
I know.
Straight down.
Man.
Let's face it, though, no one looks good in mugshots.
Well.
Yeah, well, this is in particular is a guy who killed a woman and then fed her to an alligator. Now, like, what do you think the approach is when you're feeding a human to an alligator? Do you, like, have it on a stick? Yeah, are you calling? Come here. No. Come here.
I guess you could just throw it.
Sit, boy.
Throw a dead body?
Well, chop it up.
Well, you know, you just, like a forearm.
Sounds
and then
like you planned this out before, Derek. Jesus.
I've done it several times.
Do you give him the bone? Do you cut it off?
Oh, my God. Is that an Asian fucking alligator?
That's a Chinese alligator right there.
It does have a slanted eye.
Oh, it looks bite-sized.
Bite size.
It's an alligator.
An alligator.
Arigator.
Arigator.
An arigator.
It's a reptile.
Arigato.
Wait, why'd he do it?
Dinner was late.
Yeah, oops, I closed it.
Now, can you get that with brown rice?
Okay.
Yeah, let's move on here.
I'm hungry. That's the woman that's dead and eaten?
No, this is another woman.
Did she feed herself to an alligator?
She fed herself something.
Oh,
48-year-old Boise woman is in jail after police say she did what in a convenience store bathroom?
She's in jail for
she's
it?
In jail.
She ate her baby.
Ooh. I like the cut of your jib.
I'm going to say that she... Yeah, I was going to go with ate her own aborted fetus.
Yeah.
Wait, that would be
she was at the
story.
Show this past Friday.
Yeah. What kind of store was it?
A convenience store. You know.
Was she inserting stolen items into her vagina?
Are you asking me or telling me? Or are you guessing?
Would you guys buy
Well, I'm giving the Jeopardy answer.
Oh, okay. Matt?
She just fucking tore into a big old bag of potatoes.
Of Funyuns.
Potatoes. Not even potato chips.
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Yeah. Potatoes. The fucking potato. Ears and all.
Nice. Yeah, she drank an entire box of wine in the bathroom.
Nice. Entire box of wine.
That was anticlimactical.
Sorry.
Carrie Fisher?
Karen J. King.
Oh.
She shotgunned a box of wine.
I want to shotgun another beer.
She's charged with felony burglary and what Boise police are calling unusual theft.
usually.
Well, just, bad just
Boise,
fucking,
bad Boise.
Just come to my in-laws' house then.
A whole box. Would
you guys
wine.
Fuck her?
No. Maybe like 10 years prior.
No.
I put it in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like a box of wine.
I just don't like the old chin going.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely got a case of the old chin.
And her nose is fucked up.
She's getting the jowls.
Fuck, I don't care what the fuck any of you guys say. If a fucking girl comes up to you and says, drop your pants, I'm going to suck your dick, you're going to let her suck your dick.
No, you're right. Just about anything female. Dogs, yeah. Fucked cats,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You don't care.
Meow.
What the
well, okay.
So she animals. Could look like, a, like yeah. She could be fucking skinny as hell. She could be fat as fuck. She could be white, black, yellow. It doesn't matter.
Hey, man, you're preaching to the choir, bro. I got a knobber from a 6'6", 440-pound chick once.
Also from this thing.
It was Earthquake.
I fuck that.
Suck dead me, Steven.
By the way, I thought this chick was wearing a turtleneck. She's got fucking...
No.
She's
no.
got like... It's not... It's just edema. There's some kind of edema.
She's just rubble gel.
That's straight up those blood are, pressure neck.
They're probably like broken blood vessels. She downs a box of wine at the yeah. time, at a time.
Chugging Did she potatoes. Eat the box too?
I'll probably Jesus. Get rid of the evidence.
How come just her Adam's apple's white?
It's the shadow or something.
So, Mike, just so you know, this Fievel doll, are you familiar with Fievel?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we got to keep bringing this up.
Yeah, we do. We do, because Mike's new to the show, and we just want to let you know. This is mine. I took good care of it. Mm-hmm. Steve had the exact same one when he was a child. He took the pants off and fucked it.
Did.
How old were you?
Cut a hole in it.
17.
Did you put like wax paper in it so it felt like a vagina or something?
All right, look, I wasn't that old.
Wax paper.
It may or may not have been after prom.
Oh, I feel bad for you. You didn't get laid on prom.
No, I didn't even go to prom.
He did, though.
Yeah, five.
No, I was young.
You were young?
It was when the movie was out.
Single digits.
Yeah, I was into singles. I was in the singles back then.
How do you say no to those eyes?
Yeah, exactly. Those are bed eyes if I ever seen them.
Yeah. Bedroom eyes.
I'm up to 33 and a half, sir.
What?
33 and a half.
33 and a half?
Yeah. Bitch only had half an arm.
For what? Wait, what?
What? I thought you said singles digits. That was your first one.
Yeah. When I laid that out, singles.
Singles? That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Did he push back?
Mm. Mm-mm. No, I shoved his face into the pillow. So my parents wouldn't hear him screaming.
That's a pretty big fucking rat.
It's a mouse.
It's got some soft mouse. Cotton too.
It is very. I mean,
it's a little dry. Wait. It's a little dry.
I gotta say, have good taste in stuffed animals.
Did you?
This is
did you pull out at least and did a money shot?
There was no. I couldn't.
There's no hope.
No, he was only single digits. He was like 7 years old.
You guys are ruining it because it's obviously going to come out that it's a little bit of work there. You know, it's not like I didn't give it a facial. I didn't come on its hat.
Oh.
There's a button. It's I didn't even know.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
There's no finishing.
Steve, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
Honestly?
Honestly.
16.
No, honestly.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah, give me the answer you told your wife, then give me the real answer.
Oh, God.
It's just been you, baby. Just you.
16.
16?
Yeah, that's legit.
Not bad.
Legit.
But I did. Off air, I'll tell you something else.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
It's too private.
I accept your privacy.
Thank you. Derek doesn't, so I'll say it. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
It's got to be on Echo, though, or I'm not saying it.
Okay. Echo?
I'm not saying
Echo. Go ahead.
No, I'm not saying it.
Why? We're in a cathedral. Your sins are safe with God.
The rectory.
Anyway. So, yeah, this woman drank a box of wine.
Since that was great news. If it was a fetus, then we could be laughing and making jokes.
What's the like fluid ounces of this box of wine?
Oh,
a box of wines are
32.
You can get, I'd say,
like 15 glasses or something.
Yeah, you can get a good anywhere between 12 to 15 glasses. My fucking mother-in-law goes through a box of wine a day.
Who is she?
A
Pete
day?
Steele?
A day.
Peter Steele is no longer with us, man.
I know, but he drank a lot of wine.
Box wine?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe later on in the career when they weren't doing too
four good. Four bottles before the show, four bottles during the show,
four
bottles after the show. That was his personal best.
Jesus Christ! Well, at least he's classy.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's Fino.
It's a lot of
Sutterholm
wine.
Sangria.
Yeah. Oh man.
Can't just have one bottle of wine. It's got to be the whole vineyard.
That's it. Just murder a vineyard.
All right.
Okay. You want to see a teacher who got fired for modeling?
Yeah.
No.
What she look like?
Yes. Oh, she's black.
Well, she's modeling.
Is a black chick on your bucket list?
No, you can ask Kevin this story. All right, so during my bachelor.
Oh, boy.
Nice. During my bachelor party, we went to Club 35.
Mm-hmm.
And
fun little joint.
Yeah. No, it was a great joint. Fucking cousins for life. Yeah. But every single time the black girls would come on stage, everyone's like, oh, I got to go smoke a cigarette.
Oh, shit.
Dude, the black bitch had a fucking white tampon coming out of her fucking vajayjay.
Ew! Yes. Did you just say vajayjay?
Yeah, sorry, I said vajayjay. Dude, I am so, like, I'm so used to...
Isn't that an Oprah
being
expression?
Around, yes. Do you know what, like, I'm so used to being around kids. So I said vajayjay.
That's fine. You can treat us as your kids.
Yeah.
The one that will always just stand out to me was the black girl with the knife scar across her ass cheek.
Yep.
Yes. Paper cut.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd fuck that teacher right there, though.
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, well, that teacher was a man. Tell him, Derek.
I'm saying it's got to be. No. It's got to. No, really? He does that to us. He yeah. brings up a picture of a woman, or it looks like a woman.
That you,
least.
Like, get a bulge for.
And he'd be like, check this out, guys. Everybody whip it out and start cranking it. Oh, wait a second. It's a guy. Dude.
And she used to be a gook.
Look, I let a guy. Look. What?
That's the aristocrats for you.
Welcome.
Dude or not. Pretty fucking smoking body.
That is a female. Martin County, Florida.
Oh,
I almost was going to say Martin.
Martin County high school teacher has planned to resign at the end of the school year. She said she was asked to leave a month early. Olivia Spower taught English. Spower said she called into the principal's office. She was called into principal's office and was shown a photo that had been sent to the principal. It was one of her modeling photos. And they asked for her resignation, and she was escorted off campus.
And
see, that's...
And this is it?
Isn't it?
She got fired for this picture?
Well, I'm sure there was more, but... I
is
mean,
there more? Can you...
Yeah, could
there's
got to
be a reason why she was fired. More? That's not reason enough.
What's her name?
Olivia Spower. S-P-R-A-U-E-R.
If she wasn't smiling, it almost looked like she, like, dove in the Caribbean and then landed on that rock. And
yeah, it's like
out.
She just went out for vacation.
There
or whatever.
There's more.
That's yeah. not even that bad either. Ooh. See, like, right there in that pose with that left hand, I wouldn't mind if she just spread her asshole open and shit on me.
Yeah?
Like, right in my face.
Oh. Is that her?
You gotta give me something that is good reason for her to be fired.
I know. This is it. I guess a student found it, and they made a big whoop about it. And
wouldn't stop jacking.
Dude, we had a teacher in our school that was in Playboy.
Allegedly.
Did you?
No. Wait, in middle school?
Yeah.
When you were in middle school, that teacher was in Playboy.
Yeah.
That was a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a legend.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What month was she?
And she was pretty hot. She was in like the 70s.
February.
But anyway.
But...
Yeah, I don't
know. You got to find
totally
me a picture
this.
Of this broad that is reason to get fired.
I don't know. You know what?
I just
I'm on
don't,
your side.
Like, I mean,
that's why it's in the news.
The only
see, I can see that of all the photos that we've seen so far, like out of the three, I can see that one being a little too risque for.
See, that's just the Democrat in you.
No, the Democrat wouldn't care.
Yeah. But I can see that one. Like, the other two. Those could be like fucking Facebook photos of
yeah,
her.
But like what
the
she
beach.
Does in her personal time, as long as she's not
and this
selling
is before
drugs
teaching,
or,
right?
But here's the thing. That
yeah, I would assume so.
When you're a teacher, then you have your personal time. Your personal time should fucking stay in your vault.
Well,
yeah.
I say we start a petition for her to get her job back.
And I'm by sure her job, we mean coming here and blowing us.
Yes.
A blow guy.
And wearing Feifel's hat.
Feifel. Where we missed the boat on Nazi EMTs, we need to get on board with... Teachers who get fucking popped for having titty pictures.
Nazi EMTs.
Is there a... Can you Google her?
Matt did.
And that's the best picture you got?
These are like the best ones.
There's nothing with like little areola, little bushes.
No.
I want to poke her on Facebook. So, Derek, can we get that Wi-Fi password?
No, I'll do it from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to do it from his account because maybe she'll fuck him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good.
She's pretty hot.
Prove it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Photoshop shit.
Yeah. Yeah, she should have just did that. It's not me.
That's not her, right?
No.
Mugshot.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing that I don't understand is, like, when you become a teacher, I don't know if anybody's familiar, like, is there something, like, I mean, maybe it's district-based, but is there something in there that says, like, you're not allowed to do this? Like, it's not like Miss America, you know?
Well,
like,
when
you're not allowed to have... photos like taken of you?
When I became a teacher, they told me that all my bikini pics had to be private.
Look, I don't care like if you have the pictures or any, like, who cares if you have photos?
Yeah.
Until you fuck a kid, you should be able to keep your job.
And I think even then some of them should be able to.
Yeah.
Only if they're hot.
Depending on what they look like.
Yeah, only if it's women fucking younger boys, all for it.
Absolutely.
Guy fucks younger girl, okay.
I'm with Derek. As long as the kid's hot.
Yeah.
As long as the kid's hot.
Male or female.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I don't see how that can affect your job when, like, it's something you did before that's not like a... it's a picture. You could technically... You could go and get those pictures deleted. You still did it. You know, it's like,
well, I guess because the students found
it's a distraction or something. But I don't know that does
kids aren't going to take her seriously and stuff like that.
Just going to be jacking.
Oh, she'll be all right.
You just can't be a teacher if you've done anything like that.
Anything at all, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are all the pages stuck together on the McGraw Hills over here?
McGraw Hills.
McGraw.
That was a concert.
McGraw Hill.
Yeah.
I cranked off to a pregnant chick porno mag once.
What?
Yeah.
Was it your dad's?
It was from his stash.
Well, then it was your dad's.
Yeah.
Dude, I missed the 70s porn.
Oh,
where the fucking girl that had the shaved vagina was the odd one out.
Yeah.
What is that? It's like a hardwood floor.
She have leukemia?
Poor thing.
You all right?
It was Free Comic Book Day on Saturday, this past Saturday.
May the 4th.
Yes, May the 4th be with you. Westbrook, man. Where is this? Westbrook, Portland, Maine. He was tasered by police after allegedly assaulting a man dressed as a stormtrooper. And yikes. Another man dressed as a Ghostbuster.
Wait, like a Nazi stormtrooper?
No, just like a Star Wars stormtrooper.
Oh.
Arrested for beating up a stormtrooper and a Ghostbuster?
Yeah.
That guy rules.
Yeah. 31-year-old Adam Barnes was arrested on State Street after assaulting two people in costume and threatening police. Oh, that's no good.
Real quick, since you're part of the Jedi religion, do you have to round up the boys and get this guy?
Oh, we're going
to
get him.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Technically, stormtroopers are the enemy of the Jedi, but still, he's attacking the franchise.
You think he started laying the boots into the stormtrooper, and he's just like, fuck it, I'm getting that Ghostbuster, too.
You're next!
Heel turn.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Coast City Comics was hosting an event associated with Free Comic Book Day. It's a national event.
Is there food there?
I'm sure some of them do it.
I'm hungry.
We'll go to Wawa after this, don't worry.
The Green Lantern, portrayed by Bobby Daggett, witnessed the assault. Here's his quote. There were a bunch of people standing outside trying to drum up business. One guy was dressed as a stormtrooper. Out of nowhere, this guy tried to put the guy in a chokehold from behind.
What did you say, Bobby?
Wait, a force choke?
What kind of agate? What kind of agate?
What?
What's his name, Bobby?
Daggett?
Oh, Daggett.
Daggett.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So he put the stormtrooper in a chokehold from behind and threw him to the ground. He was trying to be intimidating. He was trying to be intimidating above him and screamed obscenities at everybody.
Okay.
He's 6'4". What kind of
obscenities
number one?
Would you scream at a comic book convention?
I don't know. Fucking nerds.
fucking pocket protectors.
Beat it, dweeb.
And your fucking hippie glasses. And your Obama stickers?
You motherfuckers blew up Alderaan. You're going down.
Oh, shit.
6'4", 300 pounds. He was
That's
intoxicated.
Steve number one.
Intoxicated at 2:30 p.m. when he was arrested.
Hey, it's a Saturday. It's okay.
I believe he was 7'4", and he was 500.
And he's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Definitely a big deal.
Oh, my God.
So if yesterday was May the 4th be with you. Is tomorrow Return of the 6th?
Yeah. And today's Return of the 5th.
Actually, today is the 9th.
Oh. Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. Yeah,
guys.
Wow.
Staying character.
Yeah. You fucking morph. You fucking morph on this show.
K-Fried.
We got saying shoom powers.
I'd like to get a Ghostbuster jumpsuit.
I'd like to end the show so I can go get some food.
Wow.
They're expensive.
Food? Yeah. Food?
I got cupcakes upstairs.
What? Whoa.
Star Wars cupcakes.
Oh.
What?
Well, use the fucking force and bring them down here.
What the fuck was that?
That's his temple shit. Nigga, you holding out on some cupcakes?
I do wish that the Jedi powers were real. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
I would take that over any other comic book character, anything. Be able to change people's minds.
You will have sex with me. That's what you would do. Oh, no! I forgot. I got to keep it in a smaller radius.
Yeah. You are part of the religion. It works.
It does. My robes are still in the mail.
Like, I liked in the movie when the guy was smoking, and he just uses Jedi powers to make him stop.
I never saw that.
It was in one of the remake ones.
Oh, it was?
In the remake ones.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the prequels.
Oh, when they were offering drugs and shit.
He's like, smoking is bad for you. You will not do that. And the guy's like,
You will not do that.
I wish it worked that easily.
Yeah, right?
Well, if you need some help, I am a Jedi.
Awesome.
He's actually literally part of the Jedi religion.
I signed up on the website. I got the email.
Like, some official. People are Satan worshippers, and they get their Satan cards in the mail.
Do you get, like, anything out of it?
Nah.
No, I mean, like, do they send you anything?
No.
Do they send you, like, a certificate?
No.
Like, this is your birthday for
Jedi's?
It's
just, like, an honorary thing.
Like, you get any kind of special funeral or wake with this?
I could.
Do you have to get burned when you die?
No, necessarily. You just become one with the Force, and you disappear.
Oh.
Yeah, and then you become a ghostly blue image.
Do they get that, like, hack your arm off with a lightsaber?
I would like that, because then you get the fake hand, the mechanical hand.
Oh, very nice.
Is that like customary?
Well, otherwise, what are you gonna do?
Just die?
Well, lightsaber it cauterizes the wound when it goes through, so you won't die.
You're gonna go out like a bitch, like Samuel.
Yeah,
Jackson.
Look, if you guys, by the way, you saw that picture I posted on my Facebook yesterday. What I did it all for the Wookiee.
Yes.
If you guys raise money, I'll get that tattooed on me.
If we raise money.
I got
money.
A guy that will do it for $200 and I'll fucking pay for it. But you have to get it on your fucking ass.
No, I was going to cover up my Tudo.
Nope. You have to get it on your fucking ass.
I got a guy to
do it.
Why would you cover up Tudo?
With Chewbacca.
Because Chewbacca with a fucking Fred Durst fucking Limp Bizkit hat rules.
Nah, you know what? You just talked me out of this fucking.
You didn't see the picture?
Nope, you talked me out of
it's fucking
tattoo.
Great.
Nope. Limp Bizkit.
I did it all for the Wookiee.
Come on.
The little Lump Bizkit.
So you can take that cookie and give it to me when I eat it.
Yeah, give me that cookie. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Snort.
I love cookies.
That was the dumbest song, I think.
It's really bad.
So you can take that cookie and stick it up your ass.
That's funny. This is funny.
Anyway.
Yeah. Space Mountain was closed in Disneyland.
When Mike was there.
No, the fucking teacups were shut down, and I was fucking pissed.
That's Disney World. Oh. Disneyland is in California. Disneyland.
By the way, I took some sweet action shots in the locker room yesterday.
Fucking, dude, George is insane. I cannot, like, I kicked my ass never, like, for stopping to go to the gym when I was, like, as soon as I got out of high
Slayer?
School. Slayer?
Yeah.
Slayer is ripped.
Wicked ripped. He's like Bruce Lee.
It's insane. No, but they got Space Mountain in Disney World, too.
Yeah, they do. In Disneyland, it was shut down because a fellow was on top of it cleaning.
And he got ran over.
No, he fell. So they shut it down and fined them. Let's see.
Can you turn an echo on?
Oh, sure.
Dude, that
almost
was,
sounded
like, that was like somebody screaming for help.
That almost sounded like a Wookiee falling down a tunnel.
This microphone smells so bad right now.
Welcome to the show.
That's why I do it.
Yeah.
You have officially been indoctrinated.
See, there is a personal payoff.
That's his like baptism.
Yes.
It's a craptism.
A craptism. I'm gonna start up a fucking. I'm gonna start up a gasser's religion.
Gasser's.
Craptism. Do you just constantly like?
Oh yeah, the wheels are always turning.
No matter what you say, you just.
I'm constantly
shuffling.
Filtering language at all times to come up with puns. Always.
We didn't
Nobody else is amused, by the way.
I thought it was great.
Everybody's just like sitting here on their phones or like drinking water.
We didn't talk about it on the air, but last night,
yeah.
Matt was over. We were fixing up the computers. And just a normal conversation, I mimicked a fart with my mouth. I just went, you know, and Matt bent over instantly and copied it. And so I was like, he just goes, and what did you call it?
wait, what?
Like the shittograph?
Oh, no, it was the fartograph.
Yes, the fartograph.
Instead of a phonograph.
Yes. Yeah. Nobody else is laughing but me, and I don't care, because it was hysterical.
Fartograph.
And I'm just laughing and crying and going, we're 30 years old. This is what we're doing.
Nothing is ever going to change.
No.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, farts are funny.
Yeah, farts will always be funny.
It's shit without the mess.
So the guy that fell, did he live or die?
No, he lived.
Oh, that sucks for him.
Broke a couple things. Oh, the contract company was fined nearly $61,000 for the safety violations. The California Division of Occupational Safety and Health proposed nearly $235,000 penalty against Disney. Hand me a bag of shells. And a connection with the contractor's injury.
A bag of shells?
Yeah. It's not a lot of money. Shells? I could go for some pasta shells.
I could go for some cupcakes.
I want the little mini shells with macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
Yes.
Affirmative.
Make it so.
I'm ready for cupcakes.
You mean Velveeta mac and cheese?
Ah, Velveeta. I'm a craft kid.
Cheese and macaroni.
Come on, pee on my chest.
Do it.
Dude, if the camera's on it, I'll do it. Good job.
Zip.
So that's Steve's thing. He makes outrageous bets to fulfill his sick fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you can pee on me if you give me $20.
What, you want to do it?
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I'll take that bet.
So you get pissed on, you get off, and you get $20.
Mm-hmm. Triple win.
Yep.
Triple Indy.
I want a cupcake now. Do you have a Stormtrooper one?
I might.
Because Stormtroopers rule.
They do. But apparently they get beat up at comic book shop, so be careful.
I want that Aristocrats monocle guy on my tattooed on my calf.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We had a logo, and the third guy left. So yeah, we haven't changed it yet.
Oh, so he's still there.
Yeah, he's still there.
I actually at one point made myself, Pat, and Eric Aristocrats guys.
Yeah.
And then they both promptly quit the show, so it was just me.
So make us Aristocrats guys.
Yeah, in the overall lifespan of the show, that part of the show like was like a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
There was like maybe 10 or 12 of those shows.
Yeah, but they were good.
They were
good. One of my favorite shows was Me, Pat, and Steve during the snowstorm.
I still want to hear it.
Oh, I hate lost episodes.
Can you email it to me?
I got it. I can send it to you.
Matt has it, yeah.
It's like January or February 06.
Something like that. When we did the Spider-Man.
Were we not recording?
Oh, no.
What?
No, we're done.
Oh.
We had cupcakes, too, while you were gone.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
We're just talking through our headphones.
No, I mean, I heard your conversation out of context.
That's oh, okay.
Oh.
Lost episodes.
Yeah.
Figured you just realized you weren't recording.
No.
Did that before, too.
What was the Spider-Man gimmick?
When the guy was trying to steal the comic book from the comic book store, and there was a guy in there dressed as Spider-Man, and he fucking tackled him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was a good bit.
All right, then.
See you guys later.
All right. Cupcakes.
Yeah, we probably should just end it. What's with the second hours lately?
Yeah. Well,
and it's been an hour and a half.
We've been dragging the second hour out a lot lately.
See, I feel like we could have kept going with the first hour.
Yeah.
We have to rethink this. I don't know. Maybe it's just change
of weather. We're almost getting it to like three shows now.
Yeah, but we're only posting one. Nah, I don't know. Yeah, let's cut it out here. So we'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah.
Come into the chat, cweradio.com. Keep us company. Thank you, Steve, for giving me my hat back. Riskgressradio.com. Don't forget to check out Rabblecast.
Wednesday nights. 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Hit them up on their Facebook. Is it facebook.com/Rabblecast?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes, yes. There you go. And we're on there, too. Look for us. And,
don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
No. Yeah.
I'm in vagina.
Saturday at, St. Catharines.
Yes.
In Kingsburg. Is it still East Kingsburg? Or
Port Monmouth.
They call it Port Monmouth. I don't call that Port Monmouth.
Yeah, that was East Kingsburg.
Yeah. North Middletown.
Northwest Middletown, south of Hazlitt.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Clutch and Wiggle will be there.
Tickets are available at the door because the guy whose phone number is on the poster doesn't answer it.
Wow.
Yeah. Is this an FWF event?
FWF.
And Big Van Vader will be there.
Mm-hmm.
All 300 and some odd pounds.
Whoa, yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the two rude dudes. And we'll see you Sunday.
Shock will
sure
be there,
we'll
too.
Talk about it.
Shock, that guy.
Are you wrestling?
Former champion. I'll be there.
You wrestling?
Hopefully at a tag match. But yeah, I'll be there.
He's a jobber.
Jobber. Jobber what? All right, bye.